Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Stephen, how exactly is winter drought affecting the way bees are making honey?
Well, it's making it tough. The issue is that we had a very dry summer and autumn, and what the bees feed on in autumn gives us determines the health of the bees going into winter. And some trees did flower during the summer and autumn period, but given the prolonged dry and extreme heat, the trees didn't yield pollen and nectar. Now, bees need pollen for protein, like all living things, they need protein, and they use honey as energy to keep them warm during winter. So if we have a prolonged cold winter, bees need more honey, and if they don't have much honey on them, basically they will die.
Well, what are beekeepers doing to help the bees survive?
Well, hopefully beekeepers left a lot of honey on the bees to get them through winter, and obviously if that honey's still there in spring, then the bees didn't need it, and then it becomes the beekeeper can remove it from the hives. But if the hives are a bit light because they didn't have access to nectar in autumn, then we can feed the bees. We can buy pollen substitutes, or we can even buy pollen to feed the bees, which is pollen is the protein. And we can feed the bees syrups. So we can, or we can feed them dry sugar, which will give them the energy to survive winter. And then hopefully in spring, as the flowers open up, there'll be enough ground moisture for them to yield nectar and the bees are away again.
Mm. Well, speaking of the industry, if you're leaving the honey for the bees to help them survive, which is, very important, what does this really mean for the beekeeping industry, like for the honey supply?
Normally we do leave honey on them over winter, but a lot of beekeepers didn't have much honey on them before they went into winter, which is a serious issue. But the drought obviously has reduced dramatically the amount of honey that the commercial beekeepers have gathered this year. In New South Wales, most beekeepers would be somewhere between 25% to 50% below their average production. And the season coming up, because our season starts in August, September, the season ahead doesn't look any better than last season. If we have a wet spring, we might end up with a reasonable season, but if we don't have a wet spring, the season ahead looks pretty tough as well, so we'll be below production again.
Gosh. Well, do you see honey prices going up for consumers then?
Maybe. It depends totally on the packers, and I know the packers in the last 12 months had quite a bit of honey on hand, as in the shed, for a rainy day or a drought like this. But they would have used a lot of that honey by now. So the honey prices potentially could go up. It's supply and demand, as it is with all agricultural products.
Hmm. Well, it'll be good to keep our bees safe and not have to worry about this. It always seems bees are always struggling. Are there any plans to, help mediate these kinds of situations in the future?
One of the big things from the commercial side is increased access to resource, and that means trees. We used to have a lot of our resource used to be Patterson's Curse, but we've released bio agents that have wiped out Patterson's Curse, so it's no longer a major honey crop for New South Wales commercial beekeepers. So increased access to resource. And that's interstate. We have access to state forest and some of the national parks, but it's only the national part of the national park that have recently been returned from state forest into national park. Bees are a passive user of the forest. We only take the bees into the forest when there's a surplus of nectar available. There's no money in taking it in there if there's no flowers. So we want to try and get increased access so that the other thing that's happening, which is the almond industry is growing dramatically, and it with almonds, no bees equals no nuts. So almonds need bees, and we can't expand the industry if we don't have access to resource by getting new players into the industry or current players getting bigger because they don't have the access, the resource to keep their bees alive.
Mm, gosh, bees are so, that's just central to so many in food industries. They're so important. So it's so worrying to hear about the struggles the bees always seem to be facing all the time. Stephen,
It's not dire yet, but if we keep getting really hot and dry seasons, it will become serious.
Well, that's very, very worrying, Stephen. But thank you so much for joining us to talk about this a little bit this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for sharing.